delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, that's right. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll here with you. And, yeah, it's day number two of a brand new month of November. How about that? Oh, time really does fly. It really, really does. I still have, believe it or not, I still have September calendar in our kitchen at home. So I think maybe we just forgot, or there's subconsciously we don't want the time to fly by so quickly. I think that's it. Or we're just really lazy. Either one of those. But hey, good to see you. Good to fellowship with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and so appreciate just our time together each and every Thursday. And coming up next Thursday, we're getting ready for another round of the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. We do them in 6-week increments, and we have another one starting next Thursday. If you or somebody you know who would greatly benefit from attending the ECC classes, just give us a call at 217-367-7777. Would love to have you be part of that. If you want to maybe become a teacher with our English conversation classes, just give us a call as well, 217-367-7777. Well, here we are. It is the month of Thanksgiving, November, of course. And here at Great News Radio, we really do depend on the financial contributions of our listeners each and every day. We are listener-supported. You are the backbone of this radio ministry when it comes to our finances. So consider making a special Thanksgiving offering here in the month of November. You can send in your gift of support, which, by the way, is 100% tax deductible. It's Great News Radio. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And you can also give online 24 hours a day, safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to take a look at lessons from a prodigal. That's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Well, thank you so much for having your radio tuned to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll here with you, and came across the other day six things you'll never hear your dad say. Number six, I noticed all your friends have a hostile attitude. I like that. Number five, as a matter of fact, let's both go get nose rings. Number four, in the six things you'll never hear your dad say, why do you want to get a job? I have plenty of money for you to spend. Number three, here, you take the remote. Two, here's my credit card and keys, now go crazy. And the number one thing you'll never hear your dad say, well, looks like I'm lost. I guess I'll have to stop and ask for directions. Yeah. You know, friend, one thing you'll never hear your heavenly father say is, if you walk away from me, you can never come back. And many folks walk around today feeling that God has shut and locked the door right behind them. It may have been a bad mistake, a life of wrong choices, maybe due to a season of rebellion. We have people walking around today feeling like there is no way back home. And today we're going to talk about lessons from a prodigal. So if you have your Bible, which if you're driving, don't worry about it. You can just hear me read God's word here today. But if you are able to, go and turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, and today we're going to talk about lessons from a prodigal. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32 says, and he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of my property that is coming to me. And he divided between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country. And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he had came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. So, friend, we see here rebellion, don't we? He says, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me a share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Now, he says, Father, you know that when you die, I have an inheritance coming to me, but I don't want to wait till you die. Give it to me now. Now, I'm sure when he said that, I'm sure it broke the father's heart. Because it was in a way of saying, I wish you were dead. I don't want you. I want what you have. That's like a lot of people today, though, right? They don't want God, but they want to breathe God's air. They want to eat God's food. They want to walk on God's green earth, but they don't want God. Rebellion. And it says, not many days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country. Far country. He didn't move across the street. He didn't move across town. He went to a distant country. He says, I am gone. I am out of here. Rebellion. That's what we see. Rebellion. And then we see regret. Let me read this to you. Verse 14. He says, and when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to be one of the citizens of that country, who took into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? Regret. Friend, let me tell you something. Sin only promises so much. I mean, it promises to be shiny and colorful and filled with excitement forever. It promises to be worth it. And but I will tell you today, behind every drug addict, behind everybody who's addicted to pornography, behind every prostitute, behind every drunkard is someone who wants to stop. Somebody deep down inside, they want to be free, because in the quietness of their heart, they feel chained and they feel shackled, filled with discontentment. Sin only promises so much. What once felt good, fun, and exciting is now no longer. What once sparkled has now fizzled. What once shined has gone dim. What once went bam is now a dud. Sin only feels good for a season. Prodigal son spent all of his money, found himself broke, broken, depressed. The best that he could do was get a job working in the pig pen. And for a Jew, that was the lowest one can go. He had a pig pen experience. It says, when he had come to his senses. He had a pig pen experience. You know, sometimes we go and try to rescue our kids from having those quote-unquote pig pen experiences, but sometimes God's greatest work is in the pig pen. You know, Dr. Tony Evans said, sometimes God lets you hit rock bottom so that you will discover that he is the rock at the bottom. Friend, some of his greatest work is in the pig pen. At my lowest, God is my hope. At my darkest, God is my light. At my weakest, God is my strength. And at my saddest, God is my comfort. Sometimes we need to go through a little bit of pig pen to realize how good God is. So in the life of the prodigal, we see rebellion. We see regret. And we see repentance. He says, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. Now, the word repentance, sadly, isn't a word that's used in a lot of churches today. Some pulpits have dropped the word because it makes the pastor sound old-fashioned. And let me tell you something, it may have dropped out of some pulpits today, but it has not dropped out of God's word. Matthew 4:17, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repentance. He says, I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And verse 20 says, and he arose. He got up. He wasn't just hoping that things would get better. He got up. So there's rebellion. There's regret. There's repentance. And praise God, there's restoration. Let me read this to you in verse 20 of the story of the prodigal son. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer to be worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe. And put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate, for my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is now found. And they began to celebrate. Friend, the father ran to meet his son. And it was unusual for a grown man to run in that culture, by the way, but he didn't care. He didn't care. All he cared that his son who was dead is now alive. All he cared that his lost son has been found. The depth of the son's repentance is matched only by the depth of the father's love. Friend, here on this Thursday, I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how dirty you are. Don't care how much you smell like the world. Don't care how many lives you've destroyed. I don't care what sin you have on the resume of your life. God's grace and forgiveness is available to you today. He is more than ready to put a ring on your finger. He is more than ready to put a robe around you, and he is more than ready to kill a fatted calf in celebration of you. All you need to do today is get up from your pig pen experience and come running to your Heavenly Father in prayer and say, God, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against you and you alone. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean, and I will live for you. In the midst of the depth of your repentance, it will be matched by the depth of the Father's love and forgiveness. Come on home.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
That's Sarah Sadler and How Deep the Father's Love. Hey, here we are, the second day of November 2017. My name is Joey Kroll, and you can always catch up with me. I really enjoy connecting with you and hearing from you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Isn't that great? Looking forward to Friday, that's for sure. Tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Stay warm and have yourself a great rest of your Thursday.